Hello again. Today's psalm response from Psalm 51 offers us a distinct opportunity to deepen our Lenten journey of sorrow for our sins. Certainly we are blessed by this ancient prayer when we hear such heartfelt petitions and express them, such as, quote, "Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, and the greatness of your compassion wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me," unquote. Now, it is important to note that this verse was meant originally to denote David's double sin of lusting for Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah. When read in its entirety, Psalms 51 suggests David's catharsis over his guilt. David's sin was forgiven, and he was allowed to remain king and live. But there were consequences, as the child he conceived with Bathsheba was born dead, and David's family nearly all fell apart. But Psalm 51 is not just about David or any sinner's remorse for sins. More significantly, it implies God's mercy towards David and towards all of us, for we are all sinners in need of God's mercy. Some commentators also suggest reflecting on Psalm 51 in terms of the collective guilt of the ancient Hebrews for turning away from the God of Moses and returning to their pagan ways. As you may recall, in Exodus 32 through 34, they worshiped the golden calf when Moses was praying on Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. Recognizing our own times, our own collective guilt, the words of this psalm may therefore be prayed in the second person plural. Be merciful to us, O Lord, for we have sinned. Last Wednesday, when we began Lent by having ashes placed on our foreheads, we set out, both individually and collectively, to consider how sin infects our lives. Recently, I felt a deep sense of collective guilt and shame when I read the current issue of studies in the spirituality of Jesuits. In this particular issue of a quarterly journal, three Jesuits offer provocative reflections on the Jesuit slave history. One Jesuit, an African-American, presents a discussion of 17th through 19th century Jesuit slaveholding, what was formerly known as the Maryland Province. The course of its essay explains why reparation is needed. A second essay describes the historical process of segregation and final integration of American Jesuit novitiates. To Father Tim Kaniecki, who has offered masses here at Holy Trinity Parish, then in the third essay explains his work with the descendants of the 272 children, men, and women who were literally sold by Jesuits down the river to Louisiana. Becoming aware of these scandalous and tragic actions on the part of members of my religious order has been embarrassing and desolating. Of course, we need not look back into the sins of the tragic heritage of slavery to feel remorse. We need only look at some of the actions of our church and nation today to feel a sense of collective sinfulness. However, as noted before, Psalm 51 leads us not just towards attitudes of remorse, but also into a greater awareness of God's mercy and empathy. To highlight this sense of God's amazing mercy, I invite you to meditate on one of the great pieces of music, Miserere Mei Deus. It is based on Psalm 51 and was composed by Gregorio Allegri in the 1630s for Pope Urban VIII, who deemed it exclusively for the Sistine Choir. Interestingly enough, in 1770, a boy by the name of Amadeus Mozart heard a performance of the Miserere at the Sistine Chapel. He memorized it and wrote it down, adding a few decorative chords, as only Mozart could. By far the most poignant moments of the piece is the high C. As you listen to the performance, imagine yourself chanting the high C as a form of accepting and rejoicing in the mercy of God. You may be also interested in following the Latin lyrics through the Latin-English script, which is attached to today's e-letter. Not only will you have a chance to practice your Latin, but to pray more deeply the words of heartfelt sorrow, first expressed by David, prayed down through the centuries by believers, and chanted beautifully for the past 400 years. Deepening our experience of God's merciful love is one of the great gifts of Lent. And Psalm 51, read or chanted and prayed, is one of its great instruments.